Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
2 weeks ago, I talked about the potential of a red wave and how statistically it was very likely due to it being a midterm election with a Democrat president. Instead, what did we get? The Democrats will keep the Senate control. In the House, Republicans might get a slim majority if they win 6 more seats out of the 20 remaining races that still haven't been called. So what happened is now the new news story. How, in a time with high inflation, high gas prices, and a low presidential approval rating, did the current political party in power somehow remain in power? Yes, it is disappointing. I had hoped to see a more divided government with the Republicans taking the Senate and the House, and then to see Joe Biden be a lame duck president with no way to get any of his agenda passed. An interesting note, I saw some statistics that showed that the stock market actually likes when there's a divided government. The reason being that a divided government passes less regulations, and that's good for business. So who is to blame for this lackluster performance in this last election? Is it Donald Trump? Is it the Republican Party? Or is it simply that the people do not know who to blame? Sure, if you are a Republican, you know who to blame for inflation and big government. But if you're not a Republican and you're a Democrat, or if you're an independent, maybe you blame Putin for inflation and for the high gas prices. I really do think it's a case of the people not knowing who is the true source of their current difficulties and of the woes of the country. I'm going to quote Harry Brown, who was the candidate for the Libertarian president in 1996 and 2000. Quote, "The government is good at one thing. It knows how to break your legs and then hand you a crutch and say, 'See, if it weren't for the government, you wouldn't be able to walk.'" I'm of the opinion that the government creates the problem and then shows up with the solution, and the solution is quite often worse than the original problem. The approach of the government is always to create more government on a never-ending path that leads to ultimate government control. I mean, unless someone can show me that the growth of government leads to more freedom, I'll continue to be an advocate for smaller, more efficient government. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.